This episode is provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenis, based on the most relevant LinkedIn posts, OMR 2026. Frenis is a B2B market research company helping enterprise marketing teams sharpen their strategies and outreach with customer segmentation, ideal customer profiles and deep dives, customer needs analyses, and buying center insights.
Right.
So welcome back to the deep dive. And, you know, usually when you sit down and map out a B2B marketing strategy, there's always been this this underlying assumption of gravity.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. You know, like it's physics or something.
Exactly. You stand at the whiteboard, you draw this massive funnel, and you just assume that if you pour like 10,000 raw leads into the top, they're just predictably going to fall down.
Right. Through awareness, consideration, and boom, sales team catches the revenue at the bottom.
Yep. And it's a super comforting mental model. I mean, we basically spent the last 20 years just optimizing that exact gravity for you.
Oh, 100%. We build entire marketing automation platforms just to measure the exact speed a prospect falls, you know, from a white paper download to a demo request.
Right. Because we like the binary nature of it.
Oh,
the
fun.
Clicks are visible. The conversions are neat. It all fits into a nice little tidy dashboard.
But, and I think this is the big takeaway here. Stepping back and looking at the landscape after the OMR 2026 festival in Hamburg, that gravity is just gone. It has completely evaporated.
It really has. And I mean, if you look at LinkedIn, all the bumper cars, the celebrity keynotes, the endless selfies, all of that noise kind of masked the real story.
Yeah, the actual physics of B2B marketing have been rewritten from scratch.
Exactly. The classic funnel hasn't just shifted, it's collapsed.
Yeah.
We're operating in this completely shattered customer journey now where the old rules of momentum, they just don't apply anymore.
Which forces like a massive reevaluation of what infrastructure even means for a marketing team today.
Yeah.
You can't navigate this new reality if your organization is still treating artificial intelligence as just a shiny new app on your phone.
Right, or like a clever little plugin you use to write email subject lines. That's the exact trap so many B2B teams are falling into right now. They just think of AI as a software update.
Yeah, but looking at the insights from Rolf Schumann over at Schwartz Digits, the reality is just way more foundational than that.
Right. He made that point about AI being the world's operating system.
Exactly. And think about what an operating system actually does. You know, you don't just use Windows or Mac OS as a standalone tool.
No, it's the invisible layer.
Right. It dictates how every single piece of hardware and software communicates. Schumann's point is that AI is that underlying layer now, and data is the new code.
Data is the new code. I love that.
Mm.
And, you know, if data is the new code, then the human role fundamentally shifts, right? From being a programmer to being more of an architect.
Yes. Robin Heintz from Warfire ran a masterclass that hit on this exact nerve. And his conclusion is something I think every marketing professional tuning in needs to digest.
What was the main takeaway there?
He pointed out that AI won't replace B2B marketing as a function, but it absolutely will replace your current job profile.
Oh, wow. So basically the machine is just eating the routine.
Exactly. The simple analyses, the repeatable campaign executions, the basic A/B testing that's all native machine territory now.
Right. The operating system handles the execution. So what does it actually demand from you, the human?
Entirely different skills. It requires strategic business modeling. It requires the ability to look across this highly fragmented customer journey and design an experience that feels cohesive.
Right, even when the touch points are scattered across all these different platforms and private networks. AI is this incredibly powerful amplifier of your strategy, but it possesses no inherent vision of its own.
Nope. Without a crystal clear strategy and meticulously clean data, that amplifier is completely blind.
I want to push back on this a little, or at least ground it in reality.
Mm.
Because everyone walking out of OMR was repeating the same mantra, like, oh, AI is standard now.
Right, the ultimate buzz phrase.
Yeah. But telling a complex B2B enterprise to just use AI, isn't that kind of like walking into a 19th century textile mill, pointing to a steam-powered loom, and telling the owner to just plug it into the electrical grid?
That's actually a great analogy.
Right, because if your organization is running on broken manual workflows, departmental silos, a CRM full of decaying data, plugging an advanced LLM into that mess doesn't solve your problems. It just helps you make mistakes at the speed of light.
Yeah, exactly. Scaling chaos is still just chaos. And Stephanie Polster from Rockinstar, she brought this exact dynamic to light.
What did she say?
Her insight focused heavily on the actual mechanics of integration. Like, it's never just about purchasing a license for a new AI tool.
Right. The hard part is the unglamorous work.
Exactly. Intelligently connecting systems. If you don't build the internal structure first, define responsibilities, sanitize the data pipelines, introducing an AI layer actually creates way more friction.
Because the system will just confidently generate reports based on flawed data.
Yep. And then your team spends more time untangling the machine's hallucinations than they would have spent just doing the manual work in the first place.
So true. Which kind of naturally brings us to the execution layer. If AI is the new plumbing, right, the foundational infrastructure, who is actually turning the wrenches? We aren't just talking about workflow automation anymore. At OMR, the biggest theoretical buzzword finally materialized into reality: agentic marketing.
Yeah, moving from automation, where a system follows your rules, to autonomy, where the system actually defines its own path to achieve your goal.
There was a massive takeaway on this from a masterclass featuring a bunch of experts: Kimberly Kushmirs, Andreas Ortlieb, Sergius Plavs, and Christian Hinges.
Right, the folks from Viant, Heimer Vision 11, and Salesforce.
Exactly, and they really brought the receipts. High-performing teams deploying AI agents are currently saving up to 8 hours a week strictly on creative tasks.
Wow, a full work day?
Yeah, a full day. And they're seeing conversion rates climb at the same time. But the mechanism behind that success, it always comes back to data.
Of course.
Breaking down silos is the only way to build an agent that can actually think and execute. It needs cross-departmental access to function.
And we're seeing that ROI shift happening at the executive level, too. During the KPMG pre-event, Dr. Martin Zirkel and Frank Ulmerich broke down how CMOs are evaluating these tech investments now.
Right, because the era of the basic chatbot is basically over.
Dead and gone. A traditional chatbot requires a human to map out this massive decision tree, right? Like, if the user clicks A, show them B.
Yeah, totally rigid.
But an autonomous system doesn't need a map. It researches the user's intent in real time, it reasons through the available company data, and it executes a task independently to actually solve the problem.
I mean, B2B desperately needs to look at the consumer space to see how this actually behaves in the wild. Look at OTO's voice assistant, the one they built with Google Gemini.
Right.
This isn't just a better search bar. It fundamentally changes the user experience from manual filtering to a guided conversation.
Yeah, instead of checking boxes for blue, size 10, and in stock, you just tell the AI what you need.
Exactly. And the agent dynamically generates the right qualifying questions in real time to narrow down the inventory. It completely bypasses the traditional search and click mechanic.
But wait, let me play devil's advocate here for a second.
Go for it.
Applying that to a $500 pair of sneakers is one thing. But if we let these agents act autonomously in a B2B setting, the stakes are astronomically higher.
Oh, for sure. Multi-million dollar software contracts, compliance requirements.
Exactly. Deep technical integrations. Letting an autonomous AI agent negotiate or guide an enterprise buyer, it kind of feels like handing the keys to a 22-year-old junior intern on their first day and saying, go close the biggest account we have.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
Right. If that agent misrepresents a security protocol or hallucinates a pricing tier, the brand damage is catastrophic.
And that is exactly the ceiling on agentic commerce right now. Carola Wall highlighted this tension perfectly in her insights. The entire concept of agentic scaling rests on one single fragile pillar.
Right.
Absolute trust. If a B2B buyer senses for even a moment that the agent is unreliable, or if the procurement team doesn't trust the compliance output, adoption drops to zero instantly.
Yep. They will simply refuse to engage.
The technology is completely capable of doing the work, but the human buyer must trust the brand enough to accept the machine's output.
Which leads to a huge question. If these agents are increasingly doing the heavy lifting, the research, comparing features, making the buying decisions, how do B2B brands even get found in the first place?
Right. If I'm a buyer and I just tell my AI assistant, hey, find the three best CRM tools for a mid-sized logistics company, I'm not looking at your website. I am not downloading your gated white paper.
No, you're absolutely not. And this is the collapse of the funnel, right back to where we started. Corinne Immenroth from Media Plus refers to this as the mosaic effect.
The mosaic effect.
Yeah. The old model assumed a linear path of discovery. But today, algorithms dictate what appears in our feeds, and our fragmented digital identities dictate what we actually pay attention to.
So the visibility that marketing teams pay so much money for,
it rarely aligns with the exact private moments where a complex B2B decision is actually being evaluated. The journey happens in private Slack channels, closed communities, and direct interactions with AI assistants.
Christian Mueller pointed this out during a Kroschke tour at the event. And honestly, it's a terrifying reality for demand gen teams. Mm-hmm. The click is dying.
The click is dying. Wow.
Yeah. If an LLM answers the buyer's question directly right there in the interface, mm-hmm. there's literally no reason for them to click through to your blog. Visibility is increasingly happening completely detached from website traffic.
So selling without your own platform is the new reality.
Basically, yeah. B2B brands have to figure out how to sell and how to build authority without relying on bringing people to their own proprietary platforms.
Which requires an entirely new framework for discoverability. And Malta Landwehr's deep dive on generative engine optimization, or GEO, is pretty much the blueprint for this.
Let's get into GEO. Because for 20 years, marketers optimized for classic search engines by obsessing over keyword density and backlink profiles.
Right. But large language models, they just don't evaluate information that way. An LLM isn't trying to rank a list of 10 blue links. It is calculating probabilities to generate one single definitive answer.
I like to use an analogy for this because the mechanism is crucial. In the old world, optimizing for Google was like putting up the biggest, brightest, most expensive billboard on a super busy highway.
Just trying to catch the driver's eye.
Exactly. But in the world of GEO, that highway is completely empty. Instead, you have to convince this incredibly well-read, highly opinionated librarian, the LLM, to personally recommend your software to the buyer.
And you can't bribe the librarian with keywords.
You really can't. So how do we prove our authority to the machine?
Well, you have to feed them the exact format of information they prefer to digest. Landwehr pointed out that to win in GEO, you must structure your content with absolute clarity.
So summaries up front.
Yes. The AI wants direct, objective comparisons. Clear, dense summaries right at the beginning. It doesn't want marketing fluff. It wants structured data that it can easily parse and verify.
And that verification piece is where the off-page strategy just completely changes. Britta Behrens from Clanio noted that off-page SEO is actually more critical now than ever before.
Really? How so?
Well, to get the librarian to trust you, they need to see your name mentioned in all the prestigious books they already respect. That means your brand needs to be cited by authoritative nodes.
Oh, like Wikipedia.
Exactly. If your company isn't mentioned on Wikipedia or heavily referenced in Tier 1 industry publications, the LLM simply won't calculate your brand as a highly probable authoritative answer. Mm-hmm. Your mentions, your digital PR, your authority that dictates how the AI perceives you.
And the penalty for failing to adapt to this is severe. Niels Rasmussen from NDR shared a case study at OMR that should be a massive wake-up call for everyone.
What happened there?
They watched their health-related search traffic plummet by 20 to 30%.
30%? That's brutal.
Yeah, and the traffic didn't go to a competitor. It just vanished. Because AI overviews were answering the user's medical questions directly on the search results page, the click was dead.
But they didn't just accept the loss, right? The mechanics of their pivot are fascinating.
No, they didn't. What did they do?
They realized that if they couldn't rely on a search algorithm to send them passive traffic, they had to own the relationship directly. So they aggressively built a WhatsApp channel.
Yeah.
And it now commands 1.4 million subscribers.
Oh.
Yeah, they bypassed the middleman completely. They stopped trying to win the search result and instead moved right into the user's private trusted inbox.
Yeah.
They essentially traded algorithmic dependency for direct owned engagement.
And that pivot highlights the most critical shift we're seeing right now. When the internet is just flooded with infinitely scalable AI generated content and opaque algorithms are dictating visibility.
What's left?
The only differentiator left is trust, which brings us to the core of what we're calling the credibility economy.
I mean, Ann-Ketrin Schmitz dropped a statistic during her keynote that perfectly illustrates the scale of this problem. She noted that 50% of the posts you see on LinkedIn are now written with AI.
Half of the entire feed.
Half of the professional feed is synthetic. When anyone can just use ChatGPT to generate a perfectly structured, grammatically flawless, highly professional thought leadership post in like 4 seconds, perfection becomes a commodity.
Absolutely. The polished corporate veneer has lost all of its value because it's completely interchangeable.
So true.
In an environment where perfection is cheap, authenticity becomes the premium. David Roeder from LinkedIn anchored this concept by stating that reputation fundamentally beats reach.
Reputation over reach.
Yes. Your competitive advantage is no longer just how many eyeballs you can buy. It is one inside the LLM itself. These systems are designed to analyze historical credibility.
So over time, the AI is going to surface the brands that have consistently demonstrated reliable, trustworthy behavior.
Exactly, rather than the brand that simply spiked its ad spend last quarter.
But we also cannot ignore the darker implications of this much reliance on AI. Meredith Whitaker from Signal delivered some incredibly intense warnings about privacy at the event.
It is a critical perspective, especially for enterprise leaders managing sensitive data. Agentic AI isn't just, you know, a helpful little assistant sitting on your desktop.
Right.
To function autonomously, these models require deep integration into the operating system. They need access to your accounts, your historical data, your private communications.
Which Whitaker frames as a massive surveillance model.
Exactly. When B2B brands deploy these agents, they are taking on an enormous responsibility. You have to navigate the privacy implications with absolute transparency, because a single breach of trust at that foundational level will destroy the relationship permanently.
Right. And Jean-Gabriel Duveau from Get Your Guide connected this back to how businesses actually partner with each other. Like, if you run a B2B agency or provide a service executing simple transactional tasks, AI is going to consume your business model.
So how do you survive?
Partners have to offer extreme depth, radical transparency, a willingness to learn and adapt alongside the client. AI doesn't mask a company's strategic weaknesses. It puts a giant magnifying glass right over them.
Let me challenge this whole idea of the credibility economy for a moment, though.
Yeah.
Particularly this push for, like, raw, authentic content.
Mm-hmm.
It makes total sense if you are a direct-to-consumer brand selling energy drinks to Gen Z on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
They love messy behind-the-scenes marketing.
Okay, yeah.
But we are targeting enterprise B2B buyers here. The procurement manager at a Fortune 500 company making a $5 million software decision, they don't want messy. They want risk mitigation. They want assurance. They want a polished professional guarantee that they won't get fired for buying your product. Do enterprise buyers really want imperfect and raw?
That is a really crucial distinction to make, because in the context of enterprise B2B, messy does not mean unprofessional or chaotic.
Okay, what does it mean then?
Messy just means dropping the corporate facade. It means transparency. A procurement manager knows that a perfectly formatted 20-page white paper full of synergized buzzwords can be generated by a machine in 10 seconds. It carries zero inherent proof of competence anymore.
Right, because anyone can fake it now.
Exactly. So what proves competence? Owning the reality of the work. B2B authenticity means having the confidence to publicly dissect a deployment that failed, explaining exactly why it failed, and detailing the engineering steps your team took to fix it.
I see.
It means putting your actual lead engineers and product managers on camera, totally unscripted, to talk about the nuanced limitations of your software. Buyers don't want the synthetic perfection of an AI sales pitch. They want the undeniable, flawed, deeply experienced human insight that a machine just cannot synthesize.
Wow. That really reframes everything we've discussed today. I mean, we started by looking at AI as the invisible operating system of the modern enterprise.
Yep.
We explored how agentic commerce is shifting the workload from automation to true autonomy, saving teams hours of manual execution.
Right. And we broke down the mechanics of generative engine optimization.
Yes. And why convincing the LLM librarian with off-page authority is pretty much the only way to survive the death of the click.
And finally, we landed on the sheer unscalable power of human credibility.
Because the technology is advancing at a blinding speed to handle the logic, the execution, and the synthesis of information. But the strategic vision, the ethical guardrails, and the vital task of earning another human's trust, that remains entirely our responsibility.
Which leaves you with a final, somewhat provocative thought to mull over as you plan your next quarter. We have spent this entire deep dive analyzing digital infrastructure, algorithmic shifts, and autonomous agents.
Yeah.
But if AI is inevitably going to handle all the logical evaluations, all the dense feature comparisons, and all the transactional research on behalf of the buyer, perhaps the future of high-end B2B marketing isn't digital at all.
Wait, really?
Yeah, think about it. In an ocean flooded with infinite, perfectly synthetic content, the ultimate premium channel might just be highly curated, face-to-face, real-world human experiences. The kind of messy, beautiful, undeniable connection that a machine simply cannot replicate.
That is so true. In a landscape defined by artificial generation, the most disruptive thing a brand can be is tangibly real.
If you enjoyed this episode, new episodes drop every 2 weeks. Also, check out our other editions on account-based marketing, field marketing, channel and partner marketing, AI and B2B, MarTech, go-to-market, and social selling. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.